So often we struggle to remember this and begin to think, every woman around me is far more beautiful, talented, and amazing than I am. And do you know how this inability to celebrate our individual gifts and beauty affects us? It causes us to treat womanhood like a competition and to strive unnecessarily to be better than other women. It propels us to compete and to view other women as runners next to us in a race, rather than as our sisters and our friends. We begin to live as though our life is a beauty pageant, as though we have to look better or have a better body or perform better than the woman standing next to us. So we begin to do everything in our power to come out on top, as we continually look left and right to ensure that we are in a position of power over other women. We want to make sure we are getting better grades, more dates, or cuter boyfriends, or that we have more followers or more people paying attention to us and affirming us on every level. We strive and struggle and compete, but striving and struggling and competing is not what we were made for. There are many situations in which competition propels people to become better. The Olympics are a terrific example of this. People push themselves very hard to prepare for the Olympics and strive to win a medal, to stand on that podium under the lights and hear their country's anthem playing loudly for all in attendance. At that moment, their spirit is uplifted because their dedication has caused them to be recognized as the best in their sport. They have worked very hard to come out on top, and when they do, it is a paramount moment. Competition makes athletes better athletes. Competition does not, however, make women better women. It doesn't uplift us in any way. It always does the opposite. It burdens us and brings us down. It stifles our gifts and our talents. It doesn't allow us to live joyfully as the women God created us to be. Treating womanhood as a competition burdens us, and it can also cause us to act out. This unhealthy spirit of competition is a major root cause of why we as women can be very unkind to one another. The only reason any woman ever utters a mean comment to or about another woman is that she does not feel good about herself and wants to bring the other woman down with her. That is what we as women do. We compare ourselves with the women around us and often end up feeling as though we don't measure up, which causes insecurity in our hearts. And that insecurity drives us to tear down other women through unkind thoughts, words, and actions. It is a simple formula. Comparison leads to insecurity, and insecurity leads to demeaning others. I have lived out this little formula more times than I can count, and it is not something I am proud of. There was one particular season of my life when I found myself tearing other women down more often than usual. I was quick to judge other women in my heart, whether it was about their actions or their clothes or their talents. I constantly spoke negatively about other women and had an incessant flow of judgmental thoughts, to the point where I had to take a good look inside myself to see why I was acting and thinking this way. I quickly found that